Hello everyone and welcome back. This is Gary Good by Cutica Health with your host, Daman. Today we're looking at the topic, heart failure, a warning from the heart failure. So heart failure refers to the inability of the body to meet up to the metabolic needs of the body due to a problem with function or structure of the heart. It occurs when the heart muscle does not pump blood as it should. It is the end point of every form of disease process that affects the heart and is a serious health challenge. The heart does issue warnings before these catastrophic events, and attention to these warnings are important for survival of the heart. First question for you today, what is the heart? The heart is an important organ located in the chest between the lungs. It functions as the engine room for moving blood around the body, and thus is important for carrying oxygen to all tissues in the body, the brain, the lungs, the kidneys, and all other organs. This makes the functioning of the heart an integral part of everyday life. An important trivia is that the heart starts beating in the womb from week 5 to 6 after conception. From then on, it continues to beat non-stop, even while you sleep, till it stops when death occurs. So paying attention to the heart is really important. My next question, what could cause heart failure? High blood pressure for a long time is a common cause of heart failure. Other causes include coronary artery disease, which is a case when blood vessels of the heart are diseased. Then there's diseases of the heart valves and cardiomyopathies, which is defects in the muscles of the heart. Other less common causes include arrhythmias, which is abnormal heartbeats, anemia, low blood volume, and kidney disease and more. Any disease process that affects the heart can lead to failure of the heart to function as it should. So there are a number of causes of heart failure. My next question, what are the things you will notice in heart failure? So there are quite a lot of symptoms of heart failure. Now this is due to a lot of changes that happen during the disease process. One important one is that of backflow of blood into the lungs, resulting in the most dramatic feature, shortness of breath. So I'll give you some of the symptoms right away. Number one, shortness of breath, like I mentioned before, with activity or when lying down is a common feature. Number two, swelling in the feet, ankles, or legs might occur. Swelling of the abdomen is also a symptom of heart failure. Number three, the heart could beat rapidly or irregularly. This is described as being able to feel your heartbeat rapidly while at rest. Number four, fatigue and weakness is another common feature, as the heart cannot meet up to the demands the body places on it. Ability to exercise is also reduced. Number five, persistent cough or wheezing with white or pink blood-tinged mucus will suggest fluid buildup in the lungs. This affects the functioning of the lungs. Number six, nausea and lack of appetite due to the overall ill health. And number seven, chest pain if heart failure is caused by a heart attack. My next question then, how to prevent heart failure? How can it be prevented? So the way to prevent heart failure is to lead a healthy life in general. This is because the heart is interconnected to every part of the body. Number one thing to do, healthy diet. Avoid junk food and other unhealthy foods. Number two, exercise regularly. Number three, sleep well, at least 6 hours a day. Number four, avoid smoking. Number five, reduce alcohol intake. Number six, avoid illicit substance use. And number seven, seek for and adhere to medical advice for all illnesses. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is C-U-T-I-C-A health.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.